Radio.
You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got another exciting episode. I have my first person all the way from the Netherlands working on a really cool project. Wout, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Of course, no problem. So, of course, let's jump off and I want to ask you, you know, tell us a little about yourself. Give us some background.
Yeah. Okay, so I am Wout Brink. I am 20 years old and I live in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. And so my background is basically in entrepreneurship. I had my own company in the funeral business, actually. And I sold that company and then I started working here. And as an entrepreneur, I was always interested in innovation. So I'm mostly in physical products. And then I started to get a little more interested in cryptocurrencies and innovative technology. And I actually kind of got bored of the funeral products and I wanted to do more in the tech-related sector. And then I started going to cryptocurrency meetups. And that's where I met Simon. And he is the founder of Highway. And yeah, things got rolling from there, actually. So,
gotcha. Well, let's stay there for a second. So, you know, what was the first introduction into cryptocurrency? Like, how did you first get into it? How did you get introduced to the concept?
I got introduced a very long time ago when I was still browsing a lot on the internet on random websites. I got across Bitcoin for the first time. And I think it was like, I looked up the price, it was like $100 to $200. And I actually thought I thought I missed the boat by then, actually. So I thought I was too late. I didn't really dive into the tech part. And then a few years later, a friend of mine, he notified me of Ethereum and I started looking that up and they were just finished with their ICO. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. I really started diving into the tech part and I was like, wow, this is really cool. I just want to have some. So I bought some of it, the first Ethereum that was released on the exchange. And it actually went from there and I just started researching it. And then, it was a lot of fun and started meeting new people and just having fun with it, basically. And we all know what happened later.
Right.
Man. The price, the madness in the market and the price spikes and everything. It was a great adventure.
No doubt. And the fact that you're able to get in so early, I mean, you know about Bitcoin when it was $100 and then got into Ethereum right at the very beginning. I'm sure this has been a fun roller coaster for you, but we're just at the beginning. So tell us about, you know, what is Highway.io? Like, what is the company? How did you come up with the concept? And like, how is this blending into the crypto and blockchain space?
Yeah. So basically, I would love to take credit for coming up with the concept, but it's totally not my idea. It's actually from Simon, our CEO. He's basically our own Elon Musk. And he actually came up with the idea of Highway when he was working for his own employment agency, and he saw a lot of issues in the employment market. So let me start off by explaining to the listeners what Highway actually is. So Highway is a job marketplace, which is also blockchain-based, among others. And the job marketplace allows the employers to place jobs and gigs. So they're really full-time jobs, but also smaller gigs like some graphic design or stuff like that. And workers can go on the platform and they can apply to a job or a gig. So this is actually pretty straightforward. And then it gets more extensive, the platform, because we also do the matchmaking for the employers using an AI algorithm. We also do the payments on the platform. We do all the contracts on the platform. So it's really a one-stop shop for a company's employment needs. Or for job seekers or freelancers to get to work, basically.
Which is really
in a nutshell.
Yeah, which is really unique and really cool because there's been multiple times where people in this space that I've been communicating with have been looking for a platform like this, right? Like an Indeed or a jobs.com, but like specifically for the crypto and blockchain space. So it sounds like this is kind of y'all's take on it. And how's it been so far? How long has the company been out? How is it being received by the public?
Yes. So I think development started around 2017. So that's when we really started laying the foundation. We started thinking of the strategies, we're thinking about doing an ICO. So a lot of questions were arising. And meanwhile, we were already started building on the platform. And building the platform never really stopped. And we're actually due to launch in January of 2020. So then we launched the first version of the platform so people can see what we've been building. And so far the reception has been really good. We've been to a few conventions. Simon has been all around the world actually going to crypto-related conventions and pitching the ideas and getting to know people. And the reception so far has been really, really good. And we have a few companies that are waiting to put their to place their jobs on our platform. And we have a lot of workers that are in our Telegram and in our email list that are actually waiting for the first jobs to pop up and to start working.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see how this evolves over the next year and everything that's coming with it. But, you know, tell me how you think that or how do you think blockchain is going to disrupt the workforce?
Yeah, so in our case, and actually personally for myself as well, I believe blockchain is a very powerful technology, but I think you have to package it with a good product and a good use case. So just blockchain on itself, I think, is not attractive enough for people to switch from the existing platforms. So we actually use blockchain in the background. So at first for our platform, we will focus on blockchain jobs, but we will expand on other jobs and the platform itself. So the technology works with blockchain the payments and the contracts on the platform. We use blockchain to settle the payments and contracts almost entirely automatically. So that's actually how we use blockchain in our technology of the platform. And that allows us to have extremely low fees in the market. We earn a 3% fee on every transaction on the platform, which is the business model. And that's a lot lower than the main competitors, especially when you look at payrolling, or that the main competitors usually earn a 20 or 25% fee on every transaction. So yeah, that's how blockchain helps us in one way. So financially, basically, so we get the lowest fees. But at the same time, blockchain allows us to have these trustless payments. So we have these smart contracts. So when an employer goes into agreement with an employee, for example, for a logo, the employer places the money in a smart contract when he places the job. So this means when the worker or the employee finishes the job, the money gets sent automatically to the employee. So that's like a protection for the employee, that he ensures he gets his money on time. So that's also how we use blockchain, which is actually that's something a lot of freelancers specifically were very very happy with that.
Yeah. Definitely making sure that they get paid for the work and getting paid on time. But also, yeah, I think having the smart contracts in place is just super smart with where we're headed with how contracts are set up and just ensuring transparency and making sure of how transactions are being done in a very fair way.
Yep. Yeah. And especially it's really compatible with doing this internationally. So that's what we, you asked me before we started the interview, like, where are we based? And of course we have a few guys working from the Netherlands, but we are actually really a distributed team. So we have employees. Some of our developers are from Korea or Italy or China. You know, we work all across the globe. And we experienced some problems with paying out the salaries to everyone internationally. You have all these different contracts and laws and everything to work from, which is it can be challenging, especially for a startup. So with the Highway platform, this will become a lot easier and a lot more protected, actually, for as well as the employee as the employer.
Which is great. And just like you said, this is extremely great use case, and even how y'all are setting up everything for your own employees. So it's addressing a real issue. It's where I think the workforce should be headed in the near future. But that's why I was excited to learn a little bit more about, you know, highway.io and everything that y'all have working on. So thanks for explaining that, and looking forward to diving in more into that. And everyone listening, make sure you go check that out. So another quick question I have for you is, you know, you've been in the crypto space for an extremely long time. You know, what are some other crypto and blockchain projects out there that has you excited and that is on your radar?
Yeah, so I used to be read up every day, all the day, about other projects, and I actually kind of stopped doing that a little bit. But there are some projects I'm really excited about. Of course, one of our partners is Arc, arc.io, and they have a blockchain. They have their own blockchain, and they make it really easy to employ your own blockchains. So for every company out there, I would really recommend checking them out. And they have some really interesting developments going on. So yeah, big shout out to arc.io.
Definitely.
And some projects for me personally that I'm excited about are ZRX. That's one of my favorite projects, actually, for the past few years. They have this protocol for decentralized exchanges, but also just decentralized money transfer using like all kinds of crypto and exchanging and swapping it, which is really cool. I just like the team. I like the way they do their communication, their strategy. I really like that.
Yeah. So, what was the name of that again?
ZRX. ZRX. Yeah, it's basically 0x. So, I would really recommend checking them out. That's it's a really cool project.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, another question I have for you is, you know, this next year, I think, or the next couple of years are going to be really big with everything that's happened in the last several years in the crypto and blockchain space. We're starting to see some technology mature. We're starting to see some market adoption in a small sense, in a small scale. We still have a long way to go, but there are a lot of cool things in the horizon. What are some things in the space that you think people should be looking out for?
So, well, first of all, you should really look out for the developments on our platform. So we'll start with the V1 in January, and I would really recommend everyone to stay in touch, and because we will develop more versions of our platform, we will improve it, and we would love to hear the feedback. We would need the feedback to actually keep improving it. But in the crypto space itself, I'm really looking forward to more use cases. So just like we are doing, we use a part of the blockchain advantage. Part of it is part of our company, right? So I would love to see more of that. And just a bit of more undercover blockchain usage. So it's not all out there. And just utilizing it, showing people that it works. And showing the advantages it brings to your company. I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe on a more negative note, I'm actually not really looking forward to it, but I'm really curious to what's going to happen with the anti-money laundering laws that are coming up. I think in the next few months, it will be a lot more clear what's going to be, but there's a lot of regulations coming up regarding anti-money laundering, which could really affect how crypto is purchased using regular fiat. So I'm really, not really excited, but I'm really curious to how that's going to play out. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be huge regulation, just regulations in a lot of different facets of cryptocurrency, I think. It's going to be really important to see how this all shapes out. But Woo, thank you so much for joining us, man.
You're welcome.
What is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
So a final thought is I want everyone to go to the highway.io website and sign up on the platform. If you're looking for work in the blockchain market marketplace, I would just really recommend going to the platform and signing up. And if you have jobs to be filled by the best talent all around the world, also then you should go to the platform and sign up.
So perfect. That's easy. Absolutely. So Wout, what are some different ways that people can connect with you?
So you can connect with us on our website. You can sign up and then you immediately get signed up for the email list as well. And we have a Telegram as well, which is, I think it's on the website. So it's on the website as well. So you can go to our Telegram to stay updated or just sign up on the website, which is actually just the easiest.
Perfect. Well, y'all had it here first. Thank you so much for all that amazing information. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitter Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.